Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, and he is a certified financial planner, ordained minister, author extraordinaire, AspireFA.com. John, can they find your books there?
They absolutely can.
All right.
We've got a new website, in fact, launching today. Address, AspireFA.com, but we're updating everything, so it'll be easy to find the books.
Check it out, folks. Aspirefa. AspireFA.com. Hey, John, you're as a financial planner, you're always thinking about how to help us make sure that we use our money wisely, invest it wisely, and spend it wisely. You got some thoughts?
I do, because we're living in an age where it's easier than ever to overspend and impulse buy. So I thought I'd give you just a handful of tips, little things that people can do in a minute or two that will help them not overspend. And the first item on the list is the one that no one wants to hear, but it's a crucial one, and that's simply make a budget. According to debt.com, one-third of Americans still don't have one. So if you don't have one, you don't know how you're doing. So make a budget and try to live within the parameters of that budget. Two, make a do not buy list. Just it's what it sounds like. It's
you cannot have those Jimmy Choo shoes. I'm sorry, we're taking that off the list.
Yeah. Or you could say, for instance, that I'm not.
Or that new set of golf clothes. My wife would say she'd come back and say, "Oh, that new set of golf clothes."
But you know, you could tell yourself, for instance, that I'm not going to buy any technology for 90 days. I'm going to go on a tech fast or a clothing fast. If you're someone who's got 1,300
pairs. Now, that's blasphemy. To some people, that's blasphemy, John.
So I'll move right on to the next one.
A clothing fast.
Yeah. Here's another thing that actually helps. Remove your credit card information from online retailers. Whenever you buy something online,
it's too easy, isn't it?
Do you want us to save this card? Yeah. And now the next time you buy, you don't even have to input anything. You just click buy now, and they've already got all your info. It makes it easy to buy without thinking about it. If you have to manually,
they're sneaky
put your card
that way,
in,
aren't they?
Yeah, they're not just being convenient for you. They know what they're doing. Similarly, I put these next two right together with that one. Unsubscribe from shopping emails. You buy something and then you notice they send you two emails a day about the game.
I love those, John. I love those emails. But they love me. They want to talk to me. They want me to visit them. They're my friends. Come on, John.
Exactly. You got all these new friends, and if you hear from them less, you'll spend less.
Yeah.
And same thing with removing shopping apps from your phone. Here's one that's an old-fashioned tip. This is tip number 6, and I like it. It's rediscover the public library. For everything, books, music, movies, audiobooks, lecture series, all there, all free. Those little 99-cent music downloads are tiny, but some people pile up quite a few of them. So the library can be a great thing. Mental habit number 7, commit to living beneath your means for the rest of your life. I think one of the things that characterizes Americans in general is that we want everyone to know how much means we have.
Oh, yeah.
We tend to buy things as long as we can afford to. And people who are really, really successful financially actually buy less than they can afford to buy. Mm-hmm. They don't live at the ends of their budget. It's a small thing, but it's a big thing over time.
Can I stick one thing in here? Can I stick one thing in here real quick, John? If you are thinking about buying something online and it's not something that is essential to you, how about this, John? Ask yourself, okay, I'm not, for the next 90 days, I'm not going to buy anything online that I can buy locally, but I've got to go get it. And if I'm not willing to go get it, I didn't need it. What do you think about that?
that's a double win, because if you didn't need it, you didn't buy it, and that's a good thing. And if you did need it, then you supported a local business person as opposed to an international.
And you got some exercise, too, right? All right. And I got time for one more quick one.
Okay. This will be funny. Have a snack. You know, you have less willpower when your blood glucose is low. If you're shopping either in person or online and you're hungry, you will spend more.
That's right.
So a little snack before you start the process.
See, now I can live with that. I love that one. Can I have a donut? How about donuts? Does a donut work, or a cookie? How about that? Ice cream.
That's another show.
Can I get my ice cream? Hey, John, we love having you on the show, buddy. Thanks. Good job today. And come back soon.
Appreciate it.
John,
absolutely.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. He's a peach. We like him on the show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.